And 11 minutes to where we start our weekend now. Former Rolex protege and renowned Egyptian singer and composer Dina El-Wadidi performs at the Baxter Theatre this September with a 7-piece ensemble with her powerful, nuanced voice and authentic style. Dina El-Wadidi has spent the past 6 years carving out her place in the Egyptian music scene, and she comes to the Baxter Theatre with a Middle Eastern sound and enthrall music lovers all around. Dina, a very, very warm welcome to Cape Talk and a very good morning to you.
Thank you. Very good morning to you as well.
First of all, I've been to Egypt twice, so it's just a country that totally fascinates me. Give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Thank you for your introduction. You did a great job. So my name is Dina El-Wadidi. I'm singer and composer, music producer from Egypt. I came from a very folk background. I was in love with folk and traditional Egyptian music in the beginning, and slowly I started to have a band, small band, like doing my original stuff in Egypt. And after that, I started to improve this project musically, finding, you know, when you find your journey to find your sound, your own sound and your own identity. So it takes time sometimes. But I'm enjoying it being as a musician right now.
Mm. And, you know, the Egyptian music, especially when we get Zayn Maher, I'm a huge Nancy Ajram fan, so you would know. Has it become acceptable? Has it become a sort of universal platform? Because music in itself is a universal platform.
Exactly. I think after the digital life, like everything became more accessible, like everyone can hear different music from different countries and cities. But I still feel like there is a lot of people has or have no idea about music coming from Egypt, especially the new generation. So when I meet musicians, when I meet local musicians or international people from around the world, they still are very curious about music from Egypt. So, yeah, but there is an access in all the apps right now in this time, so people can hear easily, not like before.
Chatting this morning to the world-renowned Egyptian singer and composer Dina El-Wadidi. She's performing at the Baxter Theatre at the moment. Dina, Cape Town. Why Cape Town?
Because it's lovely. Everyone fell in love with Cape Town, you know, like the first time I came here, I came for a short time, 2 days or maximum 3 days. I wanted to return back, and this is my first time to perform, and we are super excited to really, really, really perform and to meet people and to see the great nature and to see the vibe of the city. It's beautiful. Why Cape Town? Of course. It's a lovely city. Yeah.
Tell us about your band, because I've watched one or two of the YouTube videos this morning, and you have an incredible ensemble of people, musical talent that you've brought with you also.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't bring the whole band, but we have great formation tonight and tomorrow. You will enjoy their playing. The formation is a bass player. I have Munir Meher on bass. I have Reda on saxophone. I have Yasser Hashish on guitar, electric guitar. I have Hussein Cherbini playing synth and some electronics. I have also Kirdani on drums. I have Emma Mabrouk on percussion.
And you are here only today and tomorrow?
Yes, today we will play at 7 p.m. at Baxter Theatre and tomorrow as well.
Are we extending this repertoire?
Much as we would love to, we unfortunately can't. So whoever's listening have to rush straight away to go to web tickets, because Dina's got other programs and stuff, and we were only able to do it for the two nights, and delighted to have it for the two nights. So when Dina referred to the fact that she was here earlier, was 2 years ago, just before COVID struck, when it was that big sort of tennis match that Rolex was having with John Federer and all those sort of friendly match, whatever. And so we had at the Baxter the Rolex Arts Weekend, which is sort of one of the big Rolex arts events in terms of what it is that they do. And out of that was this, has arisen this mentor and protege arts initiative. And what is wonderful about that is that Dina is a protege, 2012 protege to a well-known South American singer and musician, and also a great political activist, which she was also quite well-known for, as is our very own Baxter CEO and artistic director, Lara Foote. She's a former protege to Sir Peter Hall. And so that Lara, Dina came for that 2 years ago, and then they kind of spoke, and I mean, how can you not fall in love with this woman, you know, both as an artist, you know, and as a human being?
I think she just basically fell in love with Cape Town.
Yes, she did. So you know what we did? She was telling you about that we took them for a little whirlwind tour of the city on Tuesday. Yes, on Tuesday, because they only arrived on Monday. Monday afternoon. And if we started off in Boerkop for a kusista and a coffee in the car at Takeaway, and we kind of took them around the peninsula. And of course it was, as you know, Zane, it was a good day. The weather was fantastic. It hasn't quite been the same since then. But yeah, you've loved Cape Town, Dina?
I loved it. Yeah, beautiful.
You'll be back soon.
Definitely.
He must just stop being nasty, that's all. Fahim Stellenboom, of course, he's from the Baxter Theatre. And I've